as I stood there, I looked down the driveway towards the back of the house, and I saw a glowing coming out from behind the house, which looked really strange. There was no lights out there, no back porch lights or anything.
Color?
The color was white with a slight greenish tinge to it. And it was about 4 feet off the ground, but it was behind the corner of the house, so I couldn't see exactly what was causing it. So at this point, I began creeping down the wall of the house towards the light because I wanted to check it out. It was closer to my son's room, and I wanted to see what was going on. So I crept down the house and got close to it towards the corner and then paused for a minute and then looked around the corner of the house and looked down to see what it was. As soon as I looked around the corner of the house, I got the biggest surprise of my life. I see this little clear dome and these two short little beings sitting in it. And as soon as I made eye contact with them, it felt like I had just grabbed an electric circuit. I remember hearing the sound of my teeth clamping together and my body stiffening out, and I couldn't move, just as if I had my hand on some voltage. And I was looking at them, and I remember thinking how surprised I was at how ugly and evil-looking these things were. They were both sitting side by side in this small domed enclosure looking up at me, and as soon as I made eye contact with them, that's when I froze, and I couldn't move. Their skin was a dark greenish, I believe. Their eyes were round, but very, very dark. Nothing I could see in the eyes as far as pupils or anything, just like black holes. Their noses were very flat against their face, two small nasal openings, and they had very small mouths. They were very slender. They had suits on. I could only see them down to the waist because they were sitting in this thing, and I couldn't see below their waist. What they were sitting in, I could not see through from about the waist down.
Color of their garments?
It was dark. I think they were black.
Could you see any patches or symbols?
No.
And how far do you think you were standing from them in this object?
Oh, I was 1 or 2 feet from them, very close, because when I looked around the back corner of the house, they were right there around the corner.
And from that close-up distance, you're describing both had skin that looked like tree bark because there were ruts in the surface of their faces.
Right. It was very rough skin, almost like you would see on a lizard. Their skin was a dark green, but the light was a whitish, very light green coming from what they were sitting in.
We're talking about a dark avocado skin green on the skin of the entities, but they are sitting in an object that is glowing white and has green in the white. I was curious what color the green in the glowing light would be like.
Probably not quite as dark as the inside of a lime.
Okay, so back to that kind of neon green that the Texas nurse was describing.
I guess so.
That was the very first thing that she and her husband saw coming through the window into their bedroom was neon green light.
That's the color I saw when I was out in the driveway initially, but later on in this episode, I saw it again through my window, and that was the color, you know, a little lighter than the inside of a lime.
Okay, that's a good comparison. And so we're talking about chartreuse and white light glowing from this very small craft that is in your backyard, and inside are two entities in dark clothing with skin that is about the color of the outside of dark green on an avocado, and that all of the dark green skin, the face, the top of the head, and down to the neck, was heavily marked as one would see in a very severe case of acne.
That's correct.
What happens next? You are standing there. You can't move your head. You can't take your eyes off of their eyes. And you are sensing both anger and danger?
Yes. And at this point, my anger started building. I was thinking, these two small things, they've got too much power over me. The thoughts in my head we're going so fast. It's like one of these experiences where you see your life flash before you, mm-hmm. because the thoughts were going at such an accelerated rate. I remember thinking things like, you can't do this to me. I'm going to show you. I started getting angry. And at that point, I knew my problem was I couldn't break eye contact with them. I was trying to turn my head, but I couldn't move. I felt powerlessness. I felt surprised that I was so powerless. I was almost shocked that these things could cause me to stiffen up and paralyze like that, and I couldn't move. So it was a mix of surprise of the power they had over me that I couldn't break eye contact with them, and anger that they could do something like that.